Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Rich Thomas live in just a couple of minutes.
Whoop my thunderstorms. Thunderstorms. Natural disasters can be linked together. Show ya. Can see the weather patterns and the temperature of ocean. That wet sun rising, set weather right down to blow ya. Gonna shake up like a soda. Now changing air pressure causing the rapid air movement. Conditions, different kinds of storms can cause another fear. Rainy storms, zombies, lightning, thunderstorms, a thunderhead. Gonna storm ahead. All the dying, showing more pressure. Good to know, hey, barometer, hey. All the dying, showing more pressure. Good to know, hey, barometer, hey. Need to know when the pressure is about to blow. Whoop my thunderstorm. Thunderstorm. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop my thunderstorm. Thunderstorm. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop my thunderstorm. Hey, now it's raining. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop my thunderstorm. Hey, now it's raining. Whoop, 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 whoop. Upward. It may be simply from hot, humid afternoons in summer. Can cause upward, downward winds. The wind shear can make it blow ya. Moon stop, plane start and take off. All the clouds ahead. Now changing air pressure causing the rapid air movements. Conditions, different kinds of storms can cause another fear. Rainy storms, zombies, lightning, thunderstorms, a thunderhead.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio. broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Rich Thomas next at 6.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. Hurricane Sally makes landfall in Gulf Shores, Alabama as a Category 2 this morning.
This is going to be a very long weather event. Just because it made landfall, this thing is still moving slowly, even though this wind and this rain. To put it in perspective, I've been sitting in a 5,600-ton Tahoe, and it is moving back and forth.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer in Mobile, Alabama, where she's seeing transformers blowing.
There's the upwards of 400,000 power outages because of this storm, and that's since about 1 o'clock this morning, local time.
In the Caribbean, Hurricane Teddy's a Category 2. Also, it could reach 4 by Thursday, according to the National Hurricane Center.
Uh-oh.
And scientists see smoke from the western wildfires in the U.S. has reached as far as Europe. America's listening to Fox News.
Minutes after 6, that is the story of the day. Let's get the latest from
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I like that, the medley of songs using the name Sally.
I worked all night on that.
Why didn't you do that for ECES?
You know, I just didn't have time to do the Google search to find all the ECES songs then.
Hurricane Sally came ashore at 5 o'clock this morning, about an hour ago, at Gulf Shores, Alabama. The irony is, Ivan came ashore on this date in Gulf Shores, Alabama in 2004.
Wow.
Incredible irony. And only about 3 hours difference in timing. How about that? It got stronger during the night. 105-mile-an-hour winds, almost to Category 3. Category 3 would have been 111. So there's been a lot of damage. I saw a confirmed wind gust, 116 miles per hour at Fort Morgan. There has been prolific rainfall. The National Weather Service is using words like catastrophic flooding emergency for portions of Alabama and Florida with this storm. They're using words like life-threatening as well, historic. I think here easily we'll see easily 5 to 9 inches of rain here. The track has shifted again, so now we are actually on the left side of the center line. You follow me? So we're almost, we're at the edge of the cone here in the river region. And so the worst weather is going to be in southeast Alabama, where there's a new tornado watch in effect. For us, flash flood watch with steady rain, heavy at times. Excessive rainfall totals, I mentioned that. The threat of tropical spin-up tornadoes. Yeah, mainly southeast of here, but not out of the question. Windy today with wind gusts 25, 30, maybe gusting near tropical storm force, which is 40. High today 76, low tonight 71, high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Rain threat continues tomorrow, but then the rain tapers off as we get into Friday. And beautiful, sparkling weather for the weekend behind a cool front with highs in the 70s and lows at night around 60. And right now this morning, well, let me check, see what is happening out at the airport. We've had some really nice wind gusts this morning. And right now, out at Danley Field, we are gusting to 23 knots, so that would be about 27 miles per hour. Now with, what's the temperature, 70 degrees and rain at 6:08.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Wow, I am wide awake.
Who's up for guacamole?
It's National Guacamole Day.
Oh, is that today?
Hello, guac.
Holy guacamole.
Ah, guacamole!
Oh, guacamole!
Oh, this is so slimy. Slimy and satisfying.
Happy National Guacamole Day.
It's showtime.
I'll pass on the guacamole. Too much fat. It is 9 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jay Scott, Jesse Lentz here. Yeah. Rich Thomas, of course, he is the star of the show today. Winter storm.
Street Dog is taking the day off.
But, you know, as this thing slowed down with almost every update, we have become, we're almost out of the cone now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're at the very edge of it here in the river region.
And that puts us on what you call the weak side of the storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, relatively speaking,
we're still going to know we're getting Sally today. Trust me.
Okay. No, I didn't question that.
But we like it when the center line is southeast of us. Sure. Absolutely.
All right. We have the Cheap and Trashy coming up later this hour. The Wing Finger winning word. Lots of stuff closed, obviously. However, Autauga County schools are open. Elmore County schools are open. Montgomery closed for today. Some schools actually started closing last night. Some are definitively shut down through Thursday, some even Friday. Macon County schools will be off for the rest of the week. And as far as anything else, businesses and so forth, I don't have really a list of those kinds of places. I hope Don Duncan's open, because as I was sitting in the car enjoying my coffee and the rain... the sound of the rain.
The smell and aroma of the rain.
Yes.
Listen to the rhythm of the fall.
We could play rain songs all morning long.
Hey, that would have been a good one for today.
I may put a little post on Facebook and see what people would like. But I look and all of a sudden my tire alert comes on, the Rogue.
Yeah?
And it says, I am suffering from low pressure. Can the storm lower the pressure in your tires?
I don't think it's storm related.
It's funny. They're normally about 32, 33 pounds of tire, but this morning they're all 27 or 28.
It can. Not necessarily the storm, but the temperature.
Temperature can, for sure, yeah. Especially in the winter.
Yeah, I expect that when because cold contracts, right? I mean, you don't.
It's what it does to me.
You can't sit next to me.
Gets a little.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Shrinkage there.
Sure. I mean, that's a natural reaction to anything cold. It just causes contractions. All right.
Well,
you can't sit next to Rich Thomas for 4 years. When is the anniversary of Richmas? Is that like December 4th when we got in trouble?
That's on coming here? April 4th. April 4th.
But the announcement.
Because
we started way ahead, you know.
Oh.
I mean, they put the Christmas stuff up in the stores in September, and we put the Rich Thomas stuff up in the studio,
I think,
in December.
I don't know what the date was.
2015. It was a great date for us, that's for sure.
Oh.
Anyway, Don Duncan with three locations. You need something done quickly, like a tire pressure check for a flat. Do a rolling inspection. Sometimes they find all kinds of stuff that you just pick up driving along the road embedded in the tires. And when you need new tires, and I know I'm not ready for that, but when you need them, they sell all major name brands at a real wholesale price at all three Don Duncan locations serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison. So easy, if you work for the government, just drop your car off. They'll get you to work and get you back with your car. And serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Your local news at 6:13. We'll do the William Tell Wake Up following, and then talk some more Sally.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. With today's heavy rains, the city of Montgomery is providing free sandbag stations at three locations: Patterson Field on Madison Avenue, the AUM Dixie Youth Baseball Fields on Brown Springs Road, and at One Center located at the Old Montgomery Mall parking lot. There is a 10-bag limit at all locations. Pickup is from 8 a.m. until noon. The American Red Cross and Alabama Power have crews deployed to the Gulf Coast ready to respond to Hurricane Sally. The American Red Cross has already opened shelters in Alabama and Mississippi. Alabama Power has been inspecting lines and trimming trees to help cut down on power outages. In West Alabama, Selma High School is being used as a storm shelter. Many schools in our area have canceled classes for the day. For a complete list of closures and cancellations, it's posted on alabamanews.net. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:15, it's the Williams Hill Wake Up. Always stuck with something amusing.
And I took over Dancing with the Stars. Now it's Dancing with the Tigers. That's right. Now all the celebrities have to choreograph a dance with a big cat. Careful not to have any tuna oil on you, or you may end up like my ex-husband. What's that, Mr. Snufflepuff? You didn't eat him. That's crazy. You might be wondering how I took over the show and where all the original producers went. Well, don't look in the septic tank. Just kidding. That's not where I put bodies. You're right, Mr. Snufflepuff. I should be quiet on this and get back to my current husband, Howard, chained in my basement. So check out Dancing with the Tigers and watch celebrities go through the meat grinder. It's just a figure of speech.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Anything new on Sally in the last 5 minutes?
No, not yet. We'll have an update at the top of the hour here.
All right. This is kind of electrifying. You're a police officer, right? Mm-hmm. You're on duty, and all of a sudden you get an alert on your cell phone from your home security system telling you that somebody is trying to break into your truck. So you take, you're up there in the police helicopter. Why not check it out?
That's...
What am I hearing?
You're hearing.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're okay.
All right. Here is audio. It's imperative.
You got something else playing up there.
Yeah.
In one of your, what, 20 tabs? There you go. You found it.
Here's that dramatic audio 5 minutes after I started the story.
I'm watching a car that kind of matches the description here at Howland and Red Fox. Looks like they're very slow rate of speed. Get ready for a bailout.
That unit, slow down a little bit. Let me get with the block.
Back left, bailout. Front right, bailout. Driver staying in. Front right, bailout. They're all running northbound.
Got it, boy. Oh, yeah. Good stuff, man.
Copy. No outstanding, correct?
Just the deputies. They're absolutely outstanding.
Good eye, brother. Good eye. Yeah, we'll talk later, but good eye.
All right, so they apprehended all three suspects. They also may potentially be Morning Maroon nominees, too, huh?
Oh, right, yeah. Getting back at the 8 o'clock hour.
Coming up, the timeline for the 16th. We are doing the timeline, right?
Yeah, we're doing the timeline.
I should have offered, you know, as busy as you've been all morning long. Rain streaming up. We'll be watching for any new watches, alerts, warnings. We're probably not going to get a tropical storm warning here, are we?
I don't think we're going to get a tropical storm warning. There's going to be a lot of flash flood warnings, several counties already. There's a new tornado watch in South Alabama till 6 p.m., and there'll be some tornado warnings generally southeast of us today.
Well, it's going to be a good day on the roads to be extremely careful. Traffic will be somewhat down because of the school closings and stuff. Let's see what's happening at the start of the morning at 6:21 with Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
6:21.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're not doing too bad so far this morning. We've got a little bit of congestion on the East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. Incoming traffic on Highway 80 have us a little congested at the interchange at 65. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. The 31s are still quiet just a bit. And driving conditions are going to deteriorate as we go through the day today. If you're already out this morning, you know, it's not too bad out there, but buckle up, drive careful, slow down, and watch out for your fellow motorists, especially today. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville. Stop by and check out their great selection. Reinhardt Prattville on Cops Ford Road for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
It's a little bit late to go out and get the bread and milk. You should have done that yesterday or even Monday, knowing this thing was coming. And I hate to tell you this, but bread and milk are two things you can't get at Adams Drugs.
No, you can't.
See what I did there?
I see. Yeah, you kind of eased us into the Adams Drugs area.
However, all your over-the-counter needs are at Adams Drugs, of course, and it's a great place to get your prescription filled. One thing that people have learned during the COVID-19 shutdowns is that the box stores where you get prescription filled often have long lines out front, social distancing and so forth. Those who are Adams Drugs customers know all you got to do is let them know you're on the way, pull up in front of the store. You can have the payment take care of by credit card, and they'll walk out your medicine or whatever else you might need from inside the store. However, they are open, and if you would like to browse the great gift shops, again, pick up over-the-counter needs or have a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup, which always makes me feel better, you can do that too. This is the longest-serving local pharmacy here in the River Region, and it's a dedicated group of people that provide top-notch customer service. Pharmacists who have time to answer your questions. I've heard a lot of people complain about that at the larger chain store pharmacies. They're just too busy to give you the time you need, and, you know, your health is kind of important. So try them. They've got 12 locations, three with wellness clinics where you can get shots for the flu, shingle shots, and other needs taken care of. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you.
It's showtime.
I think the safe play here is just to wait.
They haven't asked us yet for the finger.
There it is.
Yeah, we got it.
Give him the finger. Thumb, really.
Yeah.
And our topic today will be signs you're a bad driver. Now, who's going to admit to some of this stuff?
Well, signs that others are bad drivers.
That's funny. That was really ironic.
Yeah, really. Our time, we're very much in sync with them today. Just put this, if I put this on, don't.
Nope, don't put it on.
No, he's the boss.
I got to do exactly what he says.
No, because
it's not fair to them because they don't know.
They don't know, and they...
It's unlikely that they would do anything, but the one day you put them on, they would.
So, the fact I even wanted to do that, does that make me evil?
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose it does.
I don't know why she was so excited about that.
I don't either.
I think she's, if she had, she's in the past, Julia says she's a bit of a lead foot.
Overturned semi-truck on the bridge in, on the I-10 Bayway Bridge.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, those high winds and those big, tall, heavy.
Did they do any mandatory evacs down there?
That's a good question. They may have around Fort Morgan, perhaps.
With rising. It is 6:25 this morning. Everyone thinks they're a good driver, but you spend 30 seconds on any roadway, and you know that may not be true. A survey found the top 10 signs that you are a bad driver. We're going to talk about this with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Julia.
Got the list.
Didn't you?
Yes.
Didn't you once confess that you wear lead-lined shoes?
What?
I think I remember you saying something about a minor...
That court case is still pending.
That warrant is still issued.
I actually paid that ticket because the court date was coming up next Tuesday, and I was like, I can't make it. So I don't get to go to court to plead my case this time, but just know, it wasn't me.
Gotcha.
Was it?
Innocent till proven guilty, right?
Honestly, yes. And so if I guess paying it may imply that I was guilty, but
it was the one-armed man.
I don't want to talk about it. It was. Yeah, that still cuts deep.
I actually had one about a year and a half ago coming through Coleman, Alabama. And they had road work areas, but there were no workers present. All barrels were gone. Since Dad conveniently works for the Alabama Department of Transportation, I know the projects there that the speed limit is to resume at 70. Okay, so I'm running about 73. State trooper pulls me over and is like, ma'am, do you know the speed limit? I said, yes, sir, it's 70. And he said, well, it's posted at this. And I'm like... So I'm not going to argue with him because I don't want to be the next news story of, any type of things going on. And I was correct, but he wrote me a ticket for like $200-something because it was in a construction zone.
I didn't know that you had an LDOT dad.
Yeah, he's assistant bureau chief.
Oh, he's
clout.
He's
been you.
Assistant bureau chief.
I should talk to him about my ticket.
What's his name, by the way?
Do you have jurisdiction in Georgia, perhaps?
Well,
that's
what
they got me.
I've got a good friend of mine that works for the state troopers too. So I called him and say, "Hey, do you know Officer So and So?" And he's like, "Yeah, just go on."
It's interesting. The reputation, both when I lived in Chicago and Miami. Mm-hmm. I was afraid to drive anywhere in Alabama because all I heard about was, I guess we got it from Smokey and the Bandit or something.
Right.
There's
cops everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
And in the first 4 years I lived here, every time I drove down to visit my daughter, at least once a year I got a ticket for speeding.
Yeah.
They were trick areas.
I got two on Taylor Road this year at 5 a.m. At 5 a.m. When there's no other traffic.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So. I'm waiting for that morning.
You're the only car. They're like, hey, he's up to something.
Speed racer, we got you.
Yeah. Oh, I get tickled. Every morning, JT and Leanne pass me in their car, and I live further out in Prattville than they do, and they will zoom past me, and I'm running 60 on 31.
Hey, now, don't incriminate them.
She just did. Too late.
Now, this morning, I did pass them at a red light.
A speed trap waiting for them.
Wait, why did you pull me over? I was the only one you could
say. We were ticked off. This is where we should be.
Does anyone else hate when somebody doesn't use their turn signals?
Oh, my God.
For heaven's sake.
That is.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid turn
signal.
But
I feel like everyone hates that, but everyone is slightly guilty of that, too. I feel like that's something you're like, if it's just a quick left or right turn, I feel like, or am I... incriminating myself again.
You're incriminating yourself again.
Wait, let's stick to the survey. How about that? Okay, I'm just going to go through the top 10
that you are maybe a bad driver. Excessive speeding, of course, is number one. 61% said that means you're a bad driver. But this is what gets me. It says over 40% admitted they like to drive fast, and one in three think the speed limit is just a suggestion.
Oh, is that so?
Hey. Yeah.
That's what the ticket they give you is a suggestion
cutting
that you pay.
Cutting people off, of course. Yeah, exactly. A suggestion to pay, except for it's like maybe pay it, maybe do some jail time. So that's not really a suggestion.
Do you let somebody...
Cutting people off, I think...
Do you let somebody in when there's a line of traffic and they're trying to turn? I won't let eight in, but I'll let one. Yeah, I'll let one in, and then
you hope I need some
courtesy becomes contagious.
Day. Yeah.
And you better wave and say, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't do that, especially when you show.
Right.
And you're waving, hey, come on, I left a space here for you. Move it.
One thing I absolutely hate.
That bothers me a lot.
I hate when I am hauling my rig and somebody pulls out in front of me while I'm rolling at the speed limit of 55 miles an hour.
Right.
And
move over.
And I'm like, I can't stop on a dime. And there have been two times that I have laid on a horn because I'm like, you either better get it out of the way or you're about to get hit.
Jay's a great driver because he hasn't said a word.
Yeah, any of this, no?
No tickets. I got off with a warning once.
Or he's just not incriminating himself like the rest of us.
By the way, we've gotten the rap already, but this one's for you, Jesse, because number five says using your horn too much is a sign you might not be a good driver. So
I have good reason every time I do it.
Everybody thinks that. Right. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
No tickets.
As always, if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting
The funny
at
thing
six.
About mine in Coleman was I actually could have proven that wrong and not had to pay the ticket, but it would have required Dad to take off work. He chewed out the contractors because they are supposed to cover up those signs.
Uh-huh.
And he said there's no reason for us to slow down traffic when you've got all this going. Yep. But the time and amount of time and money it would take to go up there and all that fun stuff, I'm like, I'm just going to pay it and say, here we go.
If you find yourself in a ticket situation, I have a name that you should remember, Branch Close. He deals with traffic and all kinds of law, but he's really terrific.
Gotcha.
And, of course, he never worked on my behalf when I wasn't completely innocent.
You got Branch Ricky.
You know, the story I told about Alabama's reputation in other states is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a legend that, and they especially look for plates coming out of Florida because of them drugs. You understand?
Oh, sure.
A lot of drugs going back and forth.
I-10 is the drug conduit.
Florida, the world. Yes. And I have many pictures of I-10 in my phone that I've taken to send to you.
Yeah.
Because it's cathartic. It's 6:32. We're going to check traffic locally. Come back with the timeline for September 16th. Rich, we're all watching Sally slowly make her way north.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and it begins. We've got an accident on Madison Avenue in front of Guardian Credit Union. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Also on the Eastern Boulevard, just before Woodmere Boulevard, we have an accident there. It's a moderate crash. It'll take them a few minutes to get that cleaned up. That's going to cause a little bit of a problem on the Eastern Boulevard near Woodmere. Please buckle up today. Driving conditions are going to get worse as the day goes on. It's going to be nasty by noon and much worse by the afternoon. Slow down this morning. Maybe leave early. Buckle up and watch out for your fellow drivers. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go for auto repairs. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Discounted towing, loaner cars, and more. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. That's 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
We have new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. But if that's not your thing, we've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year. Lots and lots of wonderful Christmas decorations, Christmas ornaments, Christmas gifts, because the season is changing. And you know what? If you want to get ready early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they've definitely helped increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Well, my next year's timeline for September 16th, we'll probably remember Sally. Right now, here's the rest of what happened with your host,
Rich Thomas.
260th day of the year, 106 days remaining on National Guacamole Day. Guacamole makes some good dip.
Yeah, I love guacamole.
Really good dip. It's Mexican Independence Day.
Does that have any connection to Guacamole Day?
No, it doesn't. Everybody thinks Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day, but it's a day they don't even observe in Mexico. No. It's Stay Away from Seattle Day, by the way. Honest to God.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine, because I'm usually not there at this time.
They canceled another ball game there last night because the air quality is so poor.
Right,
it gets bad there. I've been there when there were some wildfires out in West or East Washington, and the smoke carried over.
Sure,
it was. You walked out and you could tell, you could feel it, you could smell it. It was thick.
They say some of that smoke has now reached Europe.
Yeah,
wow.
On the state in 2004, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Ivan made landfall in Gulf Shores, Alabama. On this date this morning, Sally made landfall in Gulf Shores. So that's just amazing. I think that's incredible. On this date in 1620, the Mayflower departs England, bound for the New World with 102 passengers. The ship was headed for Virginia. Of course, it made it to Massachusetts.
So they left on this day and they got here for Thanksgiving?
Is that how it works? Yeah, I don't know when Thanksgiving was.
It was supposed to be a joke.
I see.
It was. No, I got the joke.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas music, which we just heard a little while ago, 1857, the song "Jingle Bells" by James Pierpont was copyrighted under its original title "One Horse Open Sleigh." The song is now considered a Christmas song, but it was then a Thanksgiving song. On this date in 1908, General Motors was founded. 1932, Gandhi begins his protest fast. He went on for 21 days he didn't eat. On the 21st day, he went to an Indian version of Denny's. 80 years ago, in 1940, the United States imposes the first peacetime draft, 2 years before we entered World War II. On this date in 63, She Loves You by the Beatles was released on Swan Records in the U.S. You see, It was number one in the UK, but Capitol didn't think too much of the Beatles. So they said, yeah, yeah, go ahead. We're going to, so you want to release this Swan Records? Go right ahead. On this date, 48 years ago in 1972, the Bob Newhart Show premiered on CBS. Now, see, that would be the one where he lived in Chicago, right?
And yeah.
He was a psychiatrist.
The opening of that show used to drive me nuts because it was totally out of sequence. They show him leaving a place that's here. He gets off a train that's nowhere near his office and somehow walks there. That used to be a frequent criticism. I used to work in Chicago.
That's so. I heard that. His next show was in Miami, right? Wasn't it? No. Now our song of the day. Still on Songs of Summer series for one more week. The year is 1974, the year I graduated from high school. Another Sound of Philly song produced by the great Tom Bell. How can you miss when you have Dionne Warwick teaming up with the Spinners? Reached number one in that summer 46 years ago. Then came you, Diana and the Spinners, on the timeline.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget.
Sound of Philly. On this date in 74, President Ford announced amnesty for the Vietnam War deserters and draft evaders. On this date in 84, Miami Vice premiered starring Don Johnson, Philip Michael Thomas. Whatever happened to him?
He didn't have much of a career. I read something. He made bad decisions, I guess.
Did he?
And also may have had some substance abuse issues.
I see.
But so did Don Johnson.
Well, yeah. Miami Vice. Sure. Remember that the clothing they wore on that show.
Are you kidding? My closet was full of it.
32 years ago, 1988, Tom Browning of the Cincinnati Reds pitched the 12th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. 27 men up, 27 men out.
Tom Browning. A lot of those perfect games have been by guys that really weren't like Hall of Fame types.
So how many pitches in in a game, what's the minimum number of pitches?
That would be 3 times 27, which is 74, 84. If you struck out every batter on 3 pitches,
yeah,
it would be 3 times 27 batters.
Right.
So it's 21, 81.
Wow. 26 years ago in 94, a federal jury ordered Exxon to pay $5 billion in damages for the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 89. On this date in 2009, Mary Travis with Peter Paul and Mary died from complications of chemotherapy. She was undergoing leukemia. She was 72. Birthdays. Nick Jonas is 28. One of the more talented Jonas brothers. Amy Poehler is 49 from SNL. You like her a lot, don't you?
One of my favorites.
Mark Anthony is 52. Former Mr. Jennifer Lopez. Molly Shannon is 56. David Copperfield is 64. Mickey Rourke is 68. Ed Begley Jr. is 71. And from the dearly departed file, this would have been the birthday of Peter Falk and Lauren Bacall. We're 2 days away from birthday season beginning. SEC football in 10 days. Thanksgiving is 71 days away. And get this, Christmas Day is now 100 days away.
Wow.
That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
cheese.
Cheese?
Cheese. Say cheese.
Cheese is the winning word. Mm-hmm. And if you say it when you're caller 7 this afternoon, you win lunch for 2 at Wing Finger's. Getting great reviews from listeners who have taken the time to check it out. Bob is, you know, he's like, how do we get more people to go back to work in their offices? Honest, I don't know, but those who do work downtown have found it to be a great lunchtime option. Grilled, breaded, crinkle-cut fries, gooey fries with little bacon bits, beverages, craft beers, local sodas. They've got it all at Wing Fingers. That's in the RSA building at 201 Union. Your lunch for two will include comfortable parking underground in the RSA headquarter building at 201 Union. So there's your word, cheese, this afternoon, right here, News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Ruh-roh, the Mobile radar just went offline. I wonder if that's probably weather related. They just had a gust of 82 miles per hour at the weather office there. Reading stuff that the weather service is sending us now. Okay, so our forecast locally is calling for flash flood watch. Now, the rain is steady, but it's light now, but it'll be heavy at times today. Excessive rainfall totals possible. Easily 5 to 10 inches here locally, not out of the question. Threat of tropical spin-up tornadoes, yeah, but I think the greater threat would be probably south of I-85 and east of I-65 in southeast Alabama. Not out of the question here. Windy today, 25 to 30 mile an hour wind gust, and towards evening, gusting close to tropical storm force, which would be 40 miles per hour here. High today, 76, low tonight, 71, high tomorrow, upper 70s. The rain threat continues tomorrow, of course, and then tapers off Friday. Nice weekend after that. Right now this morning, let's check the, see if the winds have come up here locally, and see if I can do that right here. Out at the airport, last time we checked, the winds were gusting to 27 miles per hour. That's still the case with 70 degrees at 6:45.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
I'll be doing ground observations for Rich this morning from behind the building. Interesting to watch the bend of the clouds as they're now like going from northeast to southwest outside. And they're really moving at a good clip just aloft. That was how I throw the weather. I'm trying to get promoted.
Absolutely.
From Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class. What's next, Corp?
Well, we're... we're looking into this, how we can improve your status and make you a more important person.
What's the cost of that upgrade, by the way? I'm just curious here.
What upgrade? Oh, I see what you say. Oh, yeah. You grease my hand, I'll grease your hand, right?
Okay. Now, is there anything that I might... is there anything I might be able to do to promotion, huh?
I like that. I like that picture of that president, that particular president. Yeah.
Ben Franklin was my favorite president.
Yes, sir.
There was a guy.
Anything else?
That used to promote records, and that was his shtick. He would moisten a 20 or a 50 or whatever and stick it on his forehead when he walked in and say, "Hey, I hope you'll be interested in what I have for you this week."
Yeah, I had a guy who used to throw a $100 bill on the floor. He says, "What do I have to do? Pay you?" And my friend from Capital said, next time he does that, I'd pick that up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Capital, what do they know? They didn't even like the Beatles.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. I got to tell you, you know, one thing that Branny, that's a contraction for Donnie and Brandon Turner. I just made it up. Pretty original.
All by yourself.
Donnie and Brandon Turner, though, is the aggravation you go through when you have a wreck. I mean, fortunately, if you're okay, no injuries and all that, that's nice. But then comes the paperwork and the bureaucracy and all the rest that goes with it. And nobody has seen a worse dose of that than the person that deserves it the least, and that's Rosie. It's got nothing to do with MPB. It's with not her insurance company. It's the other one that rear-ended her. It's been a real process, but this is what I'm saying. When you bring your car to MPB, as Rosie will, and they finish it, you're going to look at a vehicle. It's not just, you know, repairing the parts that were broken or bent or dented in or repainting those same parts. Say, here's your car. It's, I love the word Seth Spotlow invented, restoration from bumper to bumper to do everything within their power to represent you with a vehicle that looks like it just rolled out of a showroom. You can depend on that each and every time from Montgomery Paint and Body. The standards that have made them the best in the business for over four decades on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number's 27 Rec with a W. Cheap and Trashy coming up next, including a preview of the new Drew Barrymore show. And the best thing about it, she's not Ellen.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. Hurricane Sally makes landfall in Gulf Shores, Alabama as a Category 2 this morning.
This is going to be a very long weather event. Just because it made landfall, this thing is still moving slowly, even though this wind
perspective. I've been sitting in a 5,600-ton Tahoe, and it is moving back and forth.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer in Mobile, Alabama, where she's seeing transformers blowing.
There's the upwards of 400,000 power outages because of this storm, and that's since about 1 o'clock this morning, local time.
In the Caribbean, Hurricane Teddy's a Category 2. Also, it could reach 4 by Thursday, according to the National Hurricane Center. And scientists see smoke from the western wildfires in the U.S. has reached as far as Europe. America's listening to Fox News.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a brand new talk show on daytime TV. Drew Barrymore stars in The Not Ellen Show. What does movie star Drew Barrymore bring to daytime talk? Well, for starters, she's not Ellen. Excuse me, ma'am, who would you like to see host a TV show?
Anyone but Ellen.
How about Drew Barrymore?
You didn't say Ellen, right?
Nope, Drew Barrymore seems so nice. But then again, so did Ellen. But we're hoping we're right about Drew Barrymore not being Ellen.
Drew Barrymore is not going to do the awkward dancing thing, right?
Not if that reminds you of Ellen, she won't. Watch The Drew Barrymore Show, a.k.a. Not Ellen. Check local listings or just tune in during Ellen's old time slot.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:51, I was just downstairs checking, and it's definitely raining harder.
Leon's getting larger.
Look at the bottom left of that radar screen. Watch Mobile radar go away right there.
Oh, wow. And that's wild stuff.
Crazy.
I'm going to start with Jesse today because there's a big event on TV for country music fans. Jesse, take it away.
Yeah, so at 8 p.m. on CBS tonight, the 55th Academy of Country Music Awards is going to be taking place with Keith Urban as your host. I love Keith Urban.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. Keith is one of my favorites by far.
Australian, right?
Yes, yeah. He is, and he's married to Nicole Kidman.
Good work.
So the show will be broadcast from 3 locations. As I mentioned, I think yesterday, they'll be at the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium, and the famous Bluebird Cafe. So it's super exciting. I played there.
Which is a really small place. It's so famous. It's tiny.
Tiny. You know, we played there right before COVID broke out. And that place, you talk about, packed to the brim.
Oh, yeah. In country music history, the Bluebird stands out.
It's amazing, but it's a cool venue, awesome hole-in-the-wall restaurant, too, and you talk about some cool shows that they have there. It's amazing.
I think I drove past it once.
Isn't it like it's like in a strip shopping center?
It is. Yeah. It's nowhere near downtown, nowhere near Broadway. It is on the west end of Nashville, and in a place that you would never suspect to see it.
Yeah. Best restaurant in Miami is in a strip mall nowhere near downtown. Yeah. In fact, it's much closer to the zoo than it is any place that you would associate with the glamour of Miami.
Isn't that frequently the case?
Yeah. Oftentimes, it is so good. Can't wait. I hope to get to go there at Christmas time. It is 6:53. Anything else on that list?
Yeah. Talking about some more fun country stuff. Brad Paisley and Kimberly Williams Paisley are helping donate 1 million meals to people in need. Their Tiller and Hatch Meal Company is partnering with Feeding America to donate food to local food banks in cities across America. And then, of course, back kind of to the ACMs, many of y'all may remember Cam. She was one of my favorites that is now doing a lot of songwriting up in Nashville. She'll be one of the presenters at tonight's ACM. She was asked what it's like to be part of a virtual award show, because they are doing this kind of virtually. And she said, it feels good just to be out of the house and doing something somewhat normal. It's also going to be a little strange to present in front of an empty audience. That's a little bit part of the novelty. So
I was hoping country would, you know, be the front runner, the first to break loose from
right.
Yeah. All this.
And one quick fun thing. So Dolly Parton is releasing a brand new version of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus from her new album, A Holly Dolly Christmas, which will come out October 2nd. So
I hope they were wearing masks.
I'm telling you.
Did you see that story yesterday? That I'm Dr. Fauci. If you're going to do it, put a mask on. And in some cases, a bag over your head. Okay.
Now that you got that off your system and chest. It's funny, I knew Dolly was actually releasing a holiday Christmas album before it ever came off the presses, so I was excited when, I mean, it was early this year, and then when COVID hit, I was like, oh, is she going to release it at all?
When is Nickelback coming out with their Christmas album? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, the Nickelback Christmas.
At this point, I would welcome Nickelback songs faster than I would anything from Cardi B or what's coming out of the pop sector, so.
Speaking of Kristen Bell, my introduction to her was Text Me Merry Christmas. We started playing that a few years back. And today, this disturbing story, that she lets her daughters, who are 7 and 5 years of age, drink O'Doul's during their Zoom classes.
You're kidding me.
I hate to tell you this, but that's a real stupid thing to do, even if it is minuscule alcohol content by volume.
Right. It's a bad habit to...
They should be developing addictions to Kool-Aid and
candy.
Yeah, and juice boxes and things like that. Because what happens, this is why they don't let, there's no rules per se, but they encourage people who are trying to get sober, don't drink non-alcoholic beer, because your brain's going to say, hey, it tastes like what I used to drink by the case, but where's the kick? Where's the fun?
Mm-hmm.
And so then people go back to the stuff that...
You know, there are just some people in this world that should not have the capability to... You know,
reproduce
or have children. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm just disappointed. I had a better opinion of her.
I did too.
That's just dumb. I'm not going to promote him. Here's an interesting note from the NFL for those of you who are still watching. Both of you, holding calls are down 78%.
Oh, I bet.
Because they
don't want to get that
the COVID
the
thing.
Rona.
That is a 78% drop from the same week last year, and over half of a drop from the five-year average from 2014 to 18. And I didn't know Madonna is doing a biopic about herself, of course.
Well, of course.
And she hired Oscar-winning stripper Diablo Cody, who I'm not familiar with, to play herself, I guess.
I think Diablo is not familiar with you either.
Oh, yeah? I happen to know in Spanish, Diablo is devil. And I've had my encounters.
Very good.
Last I heard about Diablo Cody, God, the last time I heard that name was for a movie in the late 90s.
Really?
Because I was working at the theater. Coyote Ugly was the movie.
I never saw that.
It was about the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And... it made the coyote lobby really mad, didn't it?
It is 6:58. You mentioned it's 100 days till Christmas. There you go. We're going to start getting into two digits tomorrow. You don't want the approach of Christmas, though, to be a pressure when it comes to gift giving. And the ideal situation is to take advantage of the layaway program they have at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. Go up and see them. Talk to them about the person you're shopping for and kick around some ideas. You know, if they don't have it in there, and they have a big, big showcase, huge selection of all different types and styles of gems and stones, watches and more. They can create it from scratch because old world professional jewelers can do that. Regardless of the precious metal you want to use, what type of stones you want to adorn it with. If you want to celebrate somebody's passion, talk to them, and they'll bring your idea to life at Brian Jewelry. Go to brianjewelry.com, join their club, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Great service, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. They can also help you, for qualified customers, open a 0% Synchrony bank account. That's how I got married. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main, in the preferred community. The latest on Sally coming up with Rich after the top of the hour. Fox News next. Here's your latest on the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.